Yeah, well, the setting it up, but it was certainly their doing. I mean, they wanted to. They contacted us. Senator Moran's office was the first to contact us through their local his local person for Western Kansas, Reed Petty, and so Reed had been in contact with us over the weekend, and obviously wanted to kind of be informed for the senator about kind of the state of things, and then once things started to calm down a little bit, he was already planning when the senator could get out here, and then Representative Marshall had expressed similar interest, and so ultimately, I think it was decided to have all of them kind of be here, have a representative here for a single meeting, and that took place yesterday. It was really nice. It's important for the community to see their congressional delegation and state officials in the wake of something like this that happens. But I think maybe even in this instance, it was important for Tyson to see that, and for the public to, I think through previous conversations, Tyson knew that, knew the support was there, but for that to be visible to the community is important too. It builds confidence. We expect to have more of those events. Even on Saturday, the governor had sent the Secretary of Agriculture and the Secretary of Commerce to Garden City, and so they arrived, flew in late Saturday afternoon, and we were able to connect them with Utes and Chief Collins and give them a quick overview of the fire. At that point in time, we'd just withdrawn from the scene, and the fire department was in the process of turning the plant 100% back over to Tyson. So that was kind of an important mark. And then we went to the plant, and the plant manager was kind enough to give the two secretaries a period of time to talk about their intentions in a nutshell, and how there was already boots on the ground working towards bringing the plant back to operational. So that was, really, again, it's nice for Tyson to see that. It's nice for the community to see that support from both our state and our federal elected officials and appointed officials.